I believe in making beautiful, useful things with my hands.
I believe you have to connect with each other, not just live with each other.
I believe in self-expression.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. The most astute and perceptive among us recognize, indeed celebrate, the profound connections between the survival of diverse plant and animal species and our own destiny as human beings. How we treat the plants and animals whose paths we cross says an awful lot about who we are as people and about our purpose on this planet. And this is the compelling message offered by this week's essayist, Scott Turner.
The garter snake on the Gaino Street sidewalk curled into an 18-inch S shape. Its head pointed toward the chain-link fence and thin pile of rotting leaves from which it had emerged. I'm no St. Francis of Assisi, but I did feel a responsibility to keep the reptile from venturing further into where folks tread. So I moved my foot slightly, and the snake slipped back into a grassy, fenced-in collection of overgrown pilings. Maybe I had in mind the woman who stood with four others, including two children, that same evening near Temple Emmanuel in Providence, and who said that God hated me. Then she pulled out an Israeli flag and blew her nose in it. The woman was part of a touring church group spreading the word that God detested homosexuals, Israel, Jews, Obama, and America. What a coincidence. Before running into this quintet, I had been thinking about our accountability for all creatures. My thoughts were based on a recent Yale study in which researchers showed that spoiled ecosystems rebounded to support life again if people protected them. The Yale study brought to mind my view of the Providence River, which I walk across once a week via the Point Street Bridge. From that perch, I observe the occasional striped bass or school of menhaden. The water never looks clean, yet it is purer than it has been in decades. If recovery and responsibility are our calling, then the work is daunting, for we live in an age of extinction. Worldwide, species across the plant and animal kingdoms are disappearing. Why? Because we are depleting and diverting fresh water and transforming the earth through agriculture, forestry, and construction. And what can we do in response to new findings that climate change kills more than 300,000 people a year? Isn't it our responsibility to not only protect and restore the natural world, but to alter our behavior to become more sustainable? Adopting a more sustainable way of life would set up circumstances for local ecosystems to rebound and cut back on the carbon emissions that fuel climate change. I believe that protecting our natural resources puts the lives of all species in our hands. Indeed, we are the saviors of life on Earth. The woman from the church organization said that I was going to hell. She even said that I would eat my own children. But I see the world differently. I believe we are responsible for each other. In this frail world of relationships, I believe we are all tied together. Nudging the garter snake back into the grass versus, say, stomping it to death was one small fulfillment of that vow.
In addition to his duties as the Director of Web Communications at Brown University, Scott Turner writes a weekly nature commentary for the Providence Journal. Turner is a former land manager, park ranger, and science writer. He lives in Providence with his wife and two children. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, wrni.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.